Today we're talking about what is your phrase? Something care in the air. What is that, Aaron?
Critical care in the air.
Critical care in the air. That's what it is. Mercy Flight Central, which is different from Mercy Flight because people always abbreviate it. But Mercy Flight Central is you guys based in Canandaigua. And then you're also down Syracuse way too?
Yep. We're in Marcellus just outside of Syracuse. And then we're over in Rome. Over to the east. We
have a gotcha, base out there. Gotcha. Well. Mercy Flight is in Buffalo,
correct,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, Buffalo, okay. Batavia.
Yeah.
That area.
So it's a different thing. And one thing about Mercy Flight Central is you guys are nonprofit.
Correct.
There is a profit organization out there still, right?
Correct. Yeah. Mercy Flight and Mercy Flight Central are both nonprofit.
Right.
And there is a for-profit company in the area, LifeNet in New York.
Right. Right. Correct. Now, Aaron Reese, you are the president and CEO.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Caitlin?
Yes, hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I'm the newest director of development.
I was going to say, yeah, you're the new face. I haven't met you yet.
What, 2 weeks in?
No kidding.
Yeah, brand spanking new.
No kidding. Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
It's an amazing organization because the one thing I tell people is be glad you never have to use your services, but be glad the services are available.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
we're there when people need us, but we certainly don't want to be needed for the patients and the patient's best interest, but we are there 24/7 if need be.
Yeah, because if Mercy Flight Central is called, that means you're in dire need.
Right. You've either been in an accident, some kind of incident, some kind of medical emergency.
Yeah, yeah. It's serious. You guys only come out when it's serious.
Yeah.
Because the time, again, critical care in the air, driving in a vehicle versus in an aircraft to a hospital.
Yeah.
And it, It's
that and the
that
staff.
Golden,
that
golden hour?
Yep,
is that
one? Yeah.
See, it's all coming back to me.
It
now.
Is. You're doing great.
I haven't talked to you. I told you I've been doing this for a while.
No, you've been great. It's about having the nurse and the paramedic as well as the advanced pharmacology and medications that we have, the monitoring, in addition to the speed, obviously, and being able to go straight line versus driving the highways.
Right, right. And the misconception a lot of times, because I know some of the local hospitals have used your birds in their advertising and they think it's like Strong's or RGH's helicopter.
Right,
and it's not.
It's not. No, we obviously support those health systems. They support us. We've got a great relationship. But we are solely nonprofit, standalone, our own organization.
And this has got to be some serious money because those helicopters, they're not just your average run-of-the-mill helicopter.
Yeah.
It's not the one that you can hop in and fly over Niagara Falls and look at it, right?
No, it's not. Air medical is a very capital-heavy, very expensive industry to operate in. When you put medical and aviation together, that's a high price tag.
Right. And of course, everybody on board is highly trained.
Absolutely.
I mean, they are the
top.
Payroll
and our employees are very highly trained professionals, and so that certainly takes resources as well. So.
You're at Brickyard down in Canandaigua,
correct,
right?
Yep.
At the airport there, the small airport there. Do you still have the fixed wing?
No, we don't.
You don't?
Nope, but we do have, we have recently purchased in the last couple of years, and we're 4 brand new helicopters. We're getting
4?
4, yep. We're replacing our fleet. We actually signed for them a couple of years ago, but it takes some time. It's not like buying a car, I've learned. But we've received our first one. We're doing training right now, hoping to have that in service, hopefully in June. And then we'll be accepting our second one in the next couple of weeks, and then 3 and 4. So we'll put them into service at bases as we receive them and as we get our staff trained up.
First ones go to Canandaigua?
Yeah, just from a training and resources standpoint, that one will be in Canandaigua.
Are the bases in Rome and Marcellus as big as the Canandaigua one?
No, our Canandaigua base is our headquarters, if you will, where our administrative staff is. Marcellus and Rome have the on-duty crew and then maintenance support and some other ancillary services, but not like the Canandaigua base.
Right. Now, how far do you guys go? I mean, is there a territory that you are restricted to or?
Not really.
I mean, is it need basis?
It's need basis. I mean, there's always going to be restrictions when it comes to how far we can go with how much fuel we have.
Sure.
But we go, we've taken patients to, we just took someone down to Cincinnati, Boston.
Really?
I mean, it certainly takes some extra planning, but it's something that we can do.
Right.
Not a routine, usually a special circumstance, but We certainly can.
Well, that used to be the what they did with the fixed wing, right?
Yeah.
If a patient needed to go to a special hospital like Boston or something like that, you'd use that for that.
Yep. Yep. So we can do it in the helicopter. It's not as, it obviously takes a little bit more planning, but our normal typical coverage area is about 100 nautical miles. But we can certainly go further than that, you know, way up into the North Country, down south cover.
In Rome, you're going into the Adirondacks and stuff, right?
Yeah, Rome and Marcellus both.
Yeah, because if you get in an accident up there, whether you're hiking or on a bike or whatever, snowmobiles, I forgot about that. Yeah.
We're coming out of that season, but.
thank God.
Thankfully.
Because we're going to talk about a golf tournament.
Yes.
We better not be talking about snowmobiles. So, Caitlin, what's your history? How'd you come to Mercy Flight Central?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've always wanted to work in healthcare fundraising, and I have a special place in my heart for veterans, and a lot of our pilots and staff are veteran associated. So it was kind of the perfect fit, perfect mashup. My background is higher education, so it is definitely a whole new world, and I'm learning a lot as I get into this, but it's a great mission and a great organization to be a part of.
It really is. Now, as she mentioned, the pilots, a lot of them are retired military. Mm-hmm. How many pilots do you have on staff at any given time?
Our goal is to have 4 pilots at each base. We certainly are recruiting, so if any experienced pilots are out there listening and looking for a job, certainly check out our job posting.
Can it be a part-time thing? Or
no, it's full-time. There are pretty strict, there are pretty robust requirements that are needed from an hour standpoint.
Sure, sure.
But our goal is to have 4 pilots for each base.
And then when it comes to the, it's not EMS, right? Or what are the people, the medical people?
Yeah, so our flight nurses and flight paramedics.
Yeah, paramedics. Yep. That was the word that was escaping me.
Flight nurses, flight paramedics, yep. There's always a flight and a pilot on shift 24/7.
Right, right.
So.
And they're, again, they are like, they're the best of the best, right?
Yeah,
because
absolutely. They come with a great background. We have a very in-depth training program initial training and ongoing training, and we have high expectations, and we've got some great providers.
Right, right. And then the mechanical part of it, mm-hmm. because like you said, you got 4 new birds.
Yeah.
And the other birds are, as I was told, they're always like new. No matter how many hours they have on them, right? I mean,
the different components have different, time-based inspections or rebuilds that they need to have happen. So, you know, while the shell of the aircraft may be 30 years, there's many components that have been replaced.
Yeah, the stuff inside, under the hood is brand new.
Yeah, so, that certainly takes our aviation maintenance staff. They're another wonderful group that keeps us in the air, very dedicated.
How large is that staff?
They are at 5 mechanics and a director of maintenance.
Okay.
We have 1 or 2 that are out at the Rome base, 1 in Marcellus, and then we have 2 in Canandaigua plus our director of maintenance.
Gotcha. So again, all this takes money.
Yeah.
It takes quite a bit of money.
Yes, it does.
What does a helicopter go for? Can we ask? I mean.
Oh, about $4 to $5 million a piece.
Oh, that's all.
Yeah, that's all. That's all. That's all. You can certainly spend more.
Really?
You can certainly spend more. There are certainly some that are much, much more expensive than that. But we looked at a lot of different models, and we determined this one was the best to fit our mission profile.
Right.
And so that's what we went with.
I mean, distance-wise, in some mm-hmm. right, obviously some of them can go farther distances and stuff like that.
Yeah. Certainly, the larger you get, the larger capabilities you have.
Right.
But we'll be. We'll still be able to do a very similar distance to what we're doing right now.
Right.
A little bit operating a little bit differently because it is a different aircraft. But
and then you got full fuel costs and all that.
Yes, those are not getting cheaper.
So this takes fundraising.
Yes.
And one of the things that's coming up on June 5th. Am I remembering correctly?
Yes.
June 5th is the golf tournament.
Yes.
And this year, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You want to tell us about it, Kayla?
Yeah. Our golf tournament this year is at Oak Hill.
I've heard of that.
Yes. We're very happy to be there, especially 2 weeks after the PGA. So
it'll be in good shape.
Yeah. They're getting the course perfect and beautiful for us. But so far, we are on track for this to be the best golf tournament that we've had so far. There's still spots for teams.
They only allow a few.
Yeah.
outsiders in for tournaments there.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to be able to be at Oak Hill this year.
And
we're fortunate to have you as our MC.
Yes.
Well, thank you. I've been doing your tournament for 20-something years since it was at Bristol Harbor.
Right, yeah.
You know, way back when. And then we went to...
Cobblestone
for a bunch of years and stuff like that, which is, again, a top-notch course. But Oak Hill is the granddaddy of them all.
Absolutely.
I also got married there, by the way.
Oh.
Yes. My wife used to work for a president of a bank. So,
oh, nice.
So, yeah, he sponsored us.
Very nice.
They didn't let me in just because they said, okay, we'll let you in. So just because he said so, that's why. Is there any openings in this?
Yes,
tournament?
We do still have a couple spots left for teams, but they are filling up quickly. And of course, sponsorship options are always available.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So you can find us on social or on our website, get our contact information and be in touch. We'd be happy to chat.
Is it mercyflightcentral.org?
Correct.
Yes. Mercy Flight Central. You can find out everything about that. Taste of the Race, is that going to happen too or no?
Unfortunately,
I know
no.
It doesn't happen every year.
Yeah, no. The last one was our last. The individuals that were sponsoring and putting it together, it was actually supposed to be the one before that was supposed to be the last. And we were able to do one more. So now we're looking at developing a replacement, if you will. It'll take a little bit of time to get something as good as that was, because that was a great event.
Taste of the Race, it was always around Watkins Glen.
It was NASCAR weekend.
Right, and Richard Childress.
Yep.
Was a big sponsor of it, a team owner down there, and a winery owner too.
Yep.
Because I remember his winery, his wine was prominent at that event.
Yes, absolutely. He and Jenny Clark really came up with that idea and carried it for many years.
But we used to eat fancy food in your hangar.
I know.
And the hangar transformed into this beautiful event space.
It was beautiful. And I still remember the last time I helped with it. It was Rich Funky and I.
Okay.
We're co-hosting, and you guys got a call when we were there.
Oh, wow.
Timing. Yeah.
So that really, you know, that drove the need home to the people that were there.
Yeah.
It really helped when I was auctioneering.
We just
watched somebody go.
Yeah.
I believe it was a child who fell out of a second story window at Bristol.
Oh, gosh.
Something like that, you know, it again, that's when you guys get the call, when it's a serious accident or mishap of that nature. That's when Mercy Flight Central is called. And whenever you see that bird in the air, and I've seen you guys around lately, and we see you in the news all the time, and they always misrepresent you. They always go Mercy Flight.
Oh, yeah.
They always forget the central part, right?
that is common.
Is there any other way people can give? I mean, I know... First and foremost, there are a lot of people walking this earth today that wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Mercy Flight Central.
Yeah,
I know the save.
Absolutely.
Some of the people you've saved have helped.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
And come back. Like you said, Jenny.
Yeah.
Jenny Clark, her daughter, right? Wasn't that like 30 years?
Pediatric patients, yeah. No, we love having our patients come back and be able to get that feedback back of how they did. And then we certainly have many patients that have been great supporters and great. You know, bringing other individuals to be supporters as well.
Right,
so,
right.
If you want to add anything as far as ways.
Yeah, ways to give. There's so many different ways to give.
Let us...
It can be as easy as hosting a fundraiser, a bake sale, just writing a check. We take credit cards through PayPal. Monthly giving is so important just to keep that sustained pipeline of revenue stream from fundraising. Bequest intentions, wills, there's so many different ways, stocks, IRAs,
right?
You know, lots of different ways to support the organization.
And that's all on the website, I
Absolutely,
assume.
Absolutely, yep.
Right, so, well, we're almost out of time here, ladies. So I just want to thank you for coming in and telling us, and telling the story of Mercy Flight Central. I think it's important to remind people because, like I said, may never need you guys.
Yeah.
Hopefully
we do.
Never
we do.
Need you guys, but... It's good to know you're there.
Yeah.
You know, and just in case, because you just never know.
Right. Absolutely.
And I appreciate you coming in. And June 5th, Oak Hill Country Club.
Yes. Yes. Well, thanks so much for having us.
I remember the first time I ever played there, I was afraid to take a divot. I thought they were going to throw me out.
a little overwhelming.
Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun, though.
Yeah.
Caitlin. Aaron Reese,
yes.
The president and CEO of Mercy Flight Central, mercyflightcentral.org. find out everything you need to know if you want to help out. And let's keep in touch with your other event.
Absolutely.
You know, down the road once you figure out what you want to do, let us know and see what we can do to help.
Yeah, we will be having some opportunities to showcase the new aircraft throughout the later summer,
fall. Going to bring it to Oak Hill?
Possibly.
That's happened before.
That's the plan.
But yeah, we will be having an open house and some other events potentially to showcase that. So at each of our base locations. But looking forward to that, showing the aircraft to the public.
Absolutely. Aaron, Caitlin.
Yeah, thanks so much.
MercyFlightCentral.org. Check it out and please give if you can.
Thank you.
Thanks.